Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The investigations and the suspensions that now loom, the arrests that are now pending at this point, the FBI raiding homes this morning of NBA coaches and players. We will talk about that coming up in 1 hour. In 2 hours at 4 o'clock, ahead of the Beltway Blitz, we're giving away Caps tickets. We'll talk college football today at 5 with Danny Cannell. All coming up on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What's up, Daniel?
Dude, how wild is this story? So the, you know, not to be dismissive of this, because it's serious, obviously. You got an FBI investigation, all alleged, whatever I have to say. The thing that I've seen or thought was inevitable is in a grind-type season in baseball, basketball, hockey, potentially. Like, Grant, you know, if you go 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts, it's lost in the sauce. No one cares. No one pays attention. You could bet the under that day and make something. Basketball, you come down wrong in the first 5 minutes, roll your ankle, you know, the under could hit. That's something that no one would ever pay attention to. I always thought that was kind of inevitable once Pandora's box was open. This Chauncey Billups part of it, that angle, oh my God. Again, allegedly. Wow.
Did you ever see the movie Molly's Game?
Yes.
That's all I could think about.
Yeah, that's all I thought of.
Reading all these stories was Jessica Chastain, but Chauncey Billups is Jessica Chastain, I guess. Allegedly, or whatever. But it's Chauncey's Game.
Chauncey's Game.
I want the movie right here, right now. Who plays Chauncey Billups? Who's at the press conference today is Cash Patel. I want the entire film. I guess that's the culminating scene. But yeah, we're going to get a lot of intel on this from Dan Lust coming up at 3 o'clock. But when you read some of the details and when you hear about these technologies and these things you don't even know exists that are straight out of some Mission Impossible movie or something, X-ray machines built into tables to read face-down cards, contact lenses and glasses that read pre-marked cards, secret cameras and card trays. How can you not assume that this thing's going to be a movie really, really soon? Takes a little time to, you know, get it together, but I'll be there in 2030 when it hits theaters.
It sounds like science fiction. It sounds like, no, sci-fi is not the right thing. It does sound Mission Impossible-y, right? Where you go, they used X-ray vision and hidden cameras inside that. Yeah, okay. And I bet you Tom Cruise just pulls his face off and he's not actually the Russian general. It's just Tom Cruise running through a building. Like, I'm sure. But that's what it sounds like. Again, allegedly. But good heavens.
Pretty amazing, man. Speaking of basketball, the Wizards tipped off their season last night. They lost. But more importantly, the kid looked really good. Trey Johnson can straight up shoot it. He scored 16 in his debut last night. Had a couple of threes in short order. Hit 4 in the game. There was a lot to like about his performance. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Big moment for me on the home front today.
Oh, go on.
So my kid goes to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's not old enough yet to go 5 days a week. Tuesdays, Thursdays, he hangs out at the house, and that means I get some extra time with him in the morning. So generally, that means we play hockey in the basement or football outside or whatever he wants to do. So he's had this thing where we're playing hockey, and oftentimes he has the lead. Like, you know, if not, he's going to cry about it. But every now and then, you keep him honest with a win.
Right.
For the most part, you just...
You got to pick and choose your spots there.
I know this is fitting based on the conversation. You throw the game a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Is there any chance to wager on this? I got some inside info.
Grant Rozier over here. That's right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But I've been trying to teach him a lesson because he's challenging me to a lot of fights in these games. I taught him that in hockey, you could challenge someone to a fight. If they're willing to accept, you both drop your sticks and your gloves and you go at it. And so he just loves to challenge me to these fights, and then we wrestle right there in the middle of the game. But whenever he does that with a lead, I purposefully come back and beat him, and I tell him you can't challenge people to fights when you're up in the game with all the momentum. It doesn't make any sense. So every time I've ever challenged him to a fight when he's in the lead, Danny, he says yes, every time. And I always reprimand him after I beat him up and tell him, you know, here's what went wrong, bud. And then I come back to beat him in the game. Today, he's up 5-2. I challenge him to a fight. He goes to drop his stick, and he stops himself and goes, I don't want to lose my momentum. Parenting!
Wow.
Father of the year stuff.
Wow.
Shtick aside, it was one of my proudest moments.
Because he clearly has the momentum. He recognizes that fact.
Isn't that incredible?
That's awesome.
I was so psyched.
I don't want to lose my momentum.
That's what he said. 4 years old, he goes, I don't want to lose my momentum.
Can he say the word momentum?
Absolutely.
Like, that's pretty incredible.
I mean, he's about to be five. Like, that's not the craziest part of that story.
I know, but it's on the podium to me. Right. I mean, like, because I've heard some workarounds on that words like that. That's awesome.
Isn't that pretty good?
Yeah. So he's like, I don't want to give you a face wash, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
I got momentum.
So I said, come on, man. I'm trying to fight you right now. No, I got too much momentum. And he just went and scored a goal. And I was like, all right, now I really got to let him win to reinforce that he did the right thing. To reinforce, because then if I come back to beat him, he takes the fight, right?
Yeah, I was told this is what's supposed to happen. There's a correlation.
Anyway, thought that was awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.